And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying,
rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein. What the court which is without the temple behold,
measure it not.
For it is given to the Gentile, and the holy city shall be. My two witnesses, they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire from the seed of blood of their mouths, and shall devour their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. And have power over waters, drifting them to blood and to smite the earth without place, as often as they will.
And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city,
which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified.
And the other people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves.
And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and send gifts one to because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth.
And in the 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God is to them, and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them.
And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them,
come up here.
They ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. At the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven.
The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe.